Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. In our devotional today, we'll consider some scriptural group prayers. Have you ever heard the saying, there can be too many cooks in the kitchen? And, well, you've also heard perhaps maybe a statement made by a defendant who said that he was just with a crowd and he found himself being accused of that which someone, one individual in the crowd did. And the law said the hand of one is the hand of all. So by association, they have become guilty being in that crowd. So you can have a group gathering, and there can be things that can be brought about. But here we want to consider something good that does happen. When we seek the face of the Lord, sometimes the burdens are so great that we will have others to pray with us. And I'm looking at a few verses of Scripture found in the Acts of the Apostles when groups gathered to pray. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 24, after Judas Iscariot fell by transgression, the apostles wanted to replace him, to fill his position with one. And so they prayed. They sought the will of the Lord. They sought the face of God in this matter. And then they made their decision. So the group gathered because of a need. Another place in the Scripture is found in chapter 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Now here is an indication of great power, that the Lord poured out great power, demonstrated power, demonstrated the fact that He had heard their cry and was meeting the need. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So many times when you are in a state of being pushed around, call upon others to pray with you. and seek the face of the Lord and ask the Lord for boldness, praying together with others. When the apostles were seeking to handle a problem that had arisen in the early church, they ordained deacons. They prayed together. They laid their hands on them. And so here is another step moving forward for the Lord. They wanted God's blessings upon them. And, you know, just like it was in chapter 5 of this book, when there was an attempt by Ananias and Sapphira to feign themselves to be spiritually minded, they could not get in. They could not get an answer. They were found out. They were exposed because their hearts were not right before the Lord. When you have group prayer, it's important that all of the hearts be of one accord, seeking the face of the Lord, seeking what pleases the Lord. Another portion of Scripture, Acts 8:15, there's a group that prays. And when they were come down, they prayed that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Now here is again a concern that the work of the Lord moves forward. Pray together and be concerned about what matters to God. In Acts 13:3, another instance. Now this is a time when the group is not only praying together, a group has been called together, but here is a group that is coupling fasting with their prayers. Verse 3 of chapter 13 of Acts of the Apostles. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So the three things that they did, they fasted, they prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the fourth is, of course, they sent them away. But in fasting, it requires preparation before prayer, not something that all of a sudden they come together to do, not a spontaneous matter. They were planning this thing. They were planning this assembly, planning to get together to pray. The next chapter, and when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting. Again, fasting is coupled, and it seems to be something, an ongoing matter. They fasted first in the other one, and then they prayed. And here, they are praying with fasting, continuing in fasting and prayer. And then the final verse that we want to consider on our devotional today, a couple of men in prison, two, Paul and Silas, they prayed, and they sang together praises unto God. And people heard them. People were watching their lives. So as a group, they were able to give a good testimony of what God, the Lord, is able to do. Now, you and I need to have others to pray with us. Now, we can pray alone. We can pray by ourselves. But isn't it so much good, so much better that we can have others who will call upon the Lord with us and be of one accord and seek the face of the Lord for us and with us and help us to bear the burden? There is a great example in the Scriptures of others who prayed in a group. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.